Happy New Year, Stardusties! It is 2024. I hope the new year brings you everything you desire and more. In fact, I hope the new year brings you everything you desire and more so much that I want to help you do that. So today is a mini episode. We'll be learning how to manifest. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. You're listening to Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
For the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Okay, so let's jump right in. I guess I should start by explaining what manifesting is. In the most boiled down of terms for my Stardusties, assuming you have no idea about the law of attraction or anything, manifesting is the act or practice of bringing something into your life through focus and belief. It is more of an act, though. The act of bringing a tangible desire or goal into reality, often by putting intentional energy into bringing those goals to life. And since I mentioned it, what about the law of attraction? It's a philosophy or a belief that energy precedes manifestation. So positive thoughts bring positive results into a person's life, and negative thoughts bring negative things into a person's life. Your thoughts become things. So the idea of manifesting is more than just wanting things. If you look at it from the perspective of someone who also believes in law of attraction, it is wanting things, but also controlling your thoughts so that you focus on those things. Thoughts become things. As above, so below. As within, so without. A lot of people believe that the above is really just your thoughts. There's a much longer explanation than that. But many people believe that this whole universe is created out of frequency, thoughts. The theory is that our whole universe is thought. I think, therefore I am. And before he gets onto me, cogito, ergo sum. Mr. X's husband would be very disappointed if I didn't quote the Latin there. I think, therefore I am. Your thoughts create you. And the idea of manifesting is that your thoughts also create the world around you. Now, it's not instant like Bewitched. If you are somebody who ascribes to the manifestation camp, and I will say it is a difficult train to get on. It's not something everyone believes right away. I know there's a lot of resistance to the idea. And good for you for asking questions and for doubting. If you doubt, you don't have to listen to this episode. Catch up to me next week. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'll see you then. But if you ascribe to the idea that your thoughts become things and your thoughts create the universe, that you are actively creating this moment while participating in it, then you can think of yourself like an antenna. And those thoughts ripple out into the universe. And eventually, you'll get ripples back. One of my favorite sources on manifesting said to, of course, I can't remember which of my favorite manifesting coaches said this, so I apologize. I want to say it is Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks. I want to do a whole thing on her, maybe. But manifesting is like going up and putting in an order at a restaurant. I'll say like a fast food restaurant. So you walk up to the counter and you have a good look at the menu and you decide, okay, I'll have the 100-pound weight loss with a side of paying off my mortgage or rent. And to drink, I'd like a tall glass of healthy relationship. Hold the toxic, but I need that abundance filled up all the way. And of course, I'm being silly. But yeah, you go up there and you put in your order. And you just know the universe heard you, okay? It doesn't need to repeat it back, but it will if you ask it to. So you put in the order and you step to the side of the counter and wait for your bag to come. Wait for the universe to bring you your bag. Now, are you going to get it the moment you order? No, because it's back there and they're probably cooking up a way for you to get that non-toxic relationship. That, I forgot how much I said weight loss. That mortgage paid off. But you know that's what you ordered. And you know it's coming in. And there's no reason why it's not coming in for you when it came in for all these other people. And you've been here before, and you've ordered before, and it's come in for you before. Of course, I butchered that. But that's basically it. That is basically manifestation. There are different techniques that you can do. Neville Goddard is one of the more popular manifestation techniques. With this method, what you would want to do is, probably like right before you fall asleep, think of what you want. And then imagine in detail your life with that thing already. So let's say you manifest $100,000. As you're falling asleep, you dedicate, and I think there is like a set number of minutes you're supposed to dedicate to this, or like a whole minute and a half, not like a super long time. But what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to imagine, okay, I have $100,000 and I'm going to go to this fancy hotel and I'm going to get room service and this is what the room looks like and this is what the people behind the desk look like. This is who I'm going to talk to. This is some random painting I'm going to see. This is the view from my window. This is how the strawberries taste. Every single detail that you can come up with in your mind. You're supposed to just live it in your head. How do you feel when you go to this hotel? How are you dressed? How are other people dressed? How do other people treat you? How does living this way make you feel? Make sure you analyze your feelings. Because with this manifestation technique, feeling is the key. Are you grateful? Are you amazed? Do you just know this is what you deserve? Visualize it and know it in detail. If you are not someone who is very good at creating worlds in your head, you're not good at visualizing, that's okay. I feel like a lot of people stop themselves from allowing themselves to manifest because they don't think they can. One of the more common ways to manifest is to create a vision board. And you can do this physically. You can cut out pictures in magazines of words and pictures and goals you'd like to have. And it doesn't have to be for the upcoming year. This can just be like your life in general. What direction do you want your life to go in? But you put it all on this little poster board. There are apps now for vision boards. But the point of a vision board is so that you look at it every day and you remember, oh, that's my goal to lose 25 pounds. That's my goal to go to Paris this year. That's my goal to give a TED talk. And seeing those pictures every day and the focus, the intentions that you put into it is going to help you focus on manifesting that outcome. Another technique is keeping a gratitude journal. First, you want to thank the universe for things you might already have. Thank you, universe, for my fuzzy socks. Thank you, universe, for a nice warm bed. Thank you, universe, for this kitty cat that likes to snuggle and the abundance of love. And once you get used to being grateful, I've heard other people use the technique with the gratitude journal of writing their manifestations as though they already have them. Thank you, universe, for this new job, even when you don't already have the job. Thank you, universe, for these Miu Miu shoes, even if you don't have any Miu Miu shoes. But you start writing what you would be grateful for if you had them. As with most of the methods, there's no hard rules on any of it. So you can take some of these ideas and just kind of adapt them into your lifestyle. It does not need to take a whole lot of time. But for affirmations, some people look in the mirror and they will say, I am confident. I am courageous. I am beautiful. I am strong. Affirmations are just I am statements. If you would like to manifest a new reality for yourself, you can write I am statements of your desired outcome. I am a successful business owner and I have multiple streams of income. I am a successful paranormal podcast host who has many, many listeners from all over the world. I'm the smartest raccoon I know. With my affirmations, I find it kind of difficult to just stare in the mirror and look at myself, even though I totally believe that I am the smartest raccoon that I know. I find it easier to set a morning routine with my affirmations. So I ring a Tibetan singing bowl to clear up the frequency in my day. A lot of people manifest while they are meditating. If you are someone who can meditate, I've spoken to a lot of people who are interested in meditating, and they're just not able to quiet their mind down. Now, for me personally, I don't think you should have to quiet your mind down. I think you need to let it talk, let it tell you, oh, you need to do your laundry later, and you need to pick up the kids, and you need to do the dry cleaning, and because once it has played all your reminders, and you haven't fallen asleep yet, that's when the meditation can get to it. But you kind of have to not avoid your thoughts. Rather, work through it. And I might do another episode later on meditation, because that is one I think people would love if they could figure out how to meditate. And there's just, I think we put so much emphasis on what we think meditation should be that we forget we can make almost any of these concepts our own. Scripting is another popular technique for manifestation. This is like writing a story of what your life would be like if you already had the thing that you manifested. So if you're not really that great at visualizing, but you are a great writer, this might be the preferred method for you. Write a first-person story on what your life is like with that new job that you wish you had. Now, I think a lot of people, when they manifest, they forget to just trust that it's going to come in. Especially when you're first learning to manifest. You have that brain chatter that money hasn't come in yet. Why hasn't that money come in yet? I would like that money. I manifested that money. Why isn't that money coming in yet? And I think one of the more important things you need to remember about manifesting is you need to let it go into the universe so that the universe can bring you your order. It's really hard. I'm a bit of a control freak, and it took me a long time to... I still struggle with this, actually. I was going to say, I get over this, but I still struggle with the, why hasn't this thing happened yet? I manifested this thing. Why hasn't this thing happened yet? How long is this thing going to take? It's going to come. Some people are master manifestors and they can make things happen immediately. But with most things, it's not like it happens immediately. It's not like Bewitched, where she can twitch her nose and there's the thing. Genie with her blink. It's the universe. And your time constraints are very small in comparison to the universe. There are other manifestation techniques out there. Lots and lots and lots. And I don't want you to be intimidated by the idea of manifesting. So if you've never done it before, my boiled down Stardusty method is know what you want, exactly what you want. Imagine that you already have your life with what you want. Focus on the way that feels. And then release it into the universe. Just know that your entire order is on that fast food order screen. And that the universe is in the middle of customizing your order. So know it. Imagine it. Feel it. And trust. Is this the foolproof method for my Stardusties? I don't know. I thought it was just a fun, not so mini episode for the new year. But if you'd like to test out smaller manifestation, I invite my Stardusties to come up with some kind of symbol. Can be anything. One of mine is an antique key, but just think of this symbol and watch as you'll start to see this thing everywhere you go. So I once heard somebody say that they chose a purple cat, because how common is it to see a purple cat? Well, the next day, they saw someone's social media post of a child's drawing, and there was a purple cat. Well, that was very interesting. Then they saw a purple cat on an ad. Then they got on the subway, and for some reason, there was a cat that was colored in purple on one of the ads. Saw like a clay purple cat. There was a purple cat on someone's purse. And as the week went on, they just saw more and more purple cats. Now, could this be the Bader-Meinhof effect? Which is that frequency illusion, cognitive bias, where people notice something new, like a word or object, and then they begin to encounter it frequently. Did this person manifest purple cats everywhere they went? Or did they just start to notice that there are a lot of purple cats in their life? I don't know. Believe what you want, Stardusties. But starting small with a symbol that you'd like to see, that you'd like to manifest, certainly can't hurt to start the new year. And who knows? Maybe you'll be manifesting so many purple cats that you'll start to believe in manifestation too. But whether you've learned to manifest today or not, remember you are mightier than the monsters. Check out our socials. You know the ones. And may your path be paved in starlight. Happy 2024, Stardusties. Thank you for being a fan. Thank you for being a fan.